This is the New England Patriots newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Friday, September 16th, 2016. This is Michael Longy reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. It appears that at least one of the rumors and opinions about how Tom Brady will stay prepared during his suspension was accurate. In an interview on 560 WQAM Radio in Miami on Friday morning, former Patriots wide receiver Wes Welker said that he and Brady had made plans to play catch this coming weekend. Welker explained how it all happened, saying, quote, "It was funny, I hit him up because I'm actually heading up to the game on Saturday, and I hit him up to do dinner on Saturday night. Brady was like, I'm just going to be flying in from Ann Arbor later, but hey, how about that morning we go throw? And I'm just sitting there like, I was thinking about dinner, but yeah, sure. I'll get over there early and we can throw a little bit. That's the only thing we really have planned," end quote. Many fans have speculated that Welker, who is currently a free agent, may be someone that Brady would reach out to during his suspension, and it turns out that those fans were right. Linebacker Dont'a Hightower missed his third consecutive day of practice on Friday, putting his status in serious doubt for Sunday's game against the Miami Dolphins. Normally, players who don't practice all week long, like Hightower, do not play in that week's game. If Hightower does miss the game, third-stringer Jonathan Freeney will move up to starter alongside Jamie Collins, while Barkevious Mingo, Shea McClellan, or Landon Roberts will move up to the third-string position. Eight former New England Patriots players have been nominated for the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2017, as announced on Thursday evening. The eight players were cornerback Ty Law, linebackers Teddy Bruschi and Willie McGinnis, quarterbacks Drew Bledsoe and Doug Flutie, safety Rodney Harrison, nose tackle Fred Smirlus, and wide receiver Chad Johnson. The players are among a group of 94 nominees, which will be trimmed to 25 semifinalists in November and then 15 finalists in January. The selection committee will then elect the class of 2017 on the eve of the Super Bowl in early February. The Patriots face off against the Miami Dolphins in the 2016 home opener at Gillette Stadium at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Be sure to tune into the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show immediately following the game for the latest opinions and analysis. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNSradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feeds, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots Newsfeed.